Hi, I'm Terry Griffith. I'm here with my co-host, Dee Boghetti, and we're Bark Radio.
Hey, Terry, we have a special guest with us today, yes?
Yes, we do. We have Deborah Parker, and she is with St. Francis Animal Sanctuary.
Where are they?
They're in Ohio.
Well, Deborah, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. So my understanding is you're somewhere in Ohio. I'm not exactly sure where.
We're located in Vermilion, Ohio, which is approximately 35 miles west of Cleveland, right on Lake Erie.
Oh, okay. I know that area. That's kind of old stomping grounds because I'm from Michigan, so I've been around there. So, Dee, I don't know if you know the story about this, but I saw some information about one of Deborah's dogs, and that dog was a dog named Coco. And I kind of followed that story through, and I thought, man, this is going to be a great interview, so I contacted Deborah. And I think what I'd like to do is start with the Coco piece and talk a little bit about her companion, Angel, as well, and then we can talk about the sanctuary. What do you think?
Absolutely. Sounds like a plan.
All right, Deborah, can you tell us about Coco a little bit?
Yes, Coco Beans is a pit mix. She was born with microophthalmia, which means her eyes never developed before she was born. So she is totally blind, and she has a cleft palate, which extends into the upper roof of her mouth. She's left with one nose hole, which is located almost to the side of her face, and some of her teeth were affected. Now, she was an owner surrender from Cleveland a couple years ago, and she has buddied up with Angel, who is like her eyes. She follows Angel everywhere. Angel is a pit mix from Missouri, and she was picked up as a stray, and she has what looks to be like five legs. She has one of her legs split, and they both grew. So we didn't have it removed because it's not causing her any trouble, and she actually has tucked a toy up in there and ran with it. So yes, it is cute. We have found no reason to remove her leg. She uses it as a crutch. Well, Coco Beans follows her everywhere, and recently Coco had to go to the vet clinic for a mammary tumor. She had a breast tumor, and I had to take Angel with her, because Coco will cry if she can't see or be with Angel.
Hmm. I mean, that's
wow.
Amazing. I'm not surprised, but it's still amazing just the way they work together just naturally. There's no, it's just instinct and love.
Yes, they love each other. They're a bonded pair.
Yeah, that's really, really neat. So how did the surgery go? Is she doing all right? Is Coco doing okay?
She had surgery last week, and the mammary tumor was removed, and the vet did not feel that it was cancerous, and she's back home with us.
That's awesome.
That is wonderful.
Go ahead, Terry. I was just going to say, looking at your website, I noticed that you do a lot of special needs dogs.
We primarily take special needs dogs, the animals that other rescues will not take because of medical complexity of care or cost. And we accept animals from all over the United States, but our animals come to us from dog pounds, animal shelters, and other rescue groups.
Yeah, you've got a couple of cute pictures, just a couple little guys, one with no rear legs and one with no front legs, and looks like they're doing pretty well.
Yes, Scooter is like our ambassador for St. Francis Animal Sanctuary. He's a four-pound chihuahua, and he was taken to a local dog pound at Lorain County Dog Pound, which is located about 30 miles from me, as a baby. And his legs were on upside down and backwards, and the breeder in the area took him to be euthanized. And the dog pound took a towel, wrapped him up, and put him behind the desk. He only weighed a couple ounces. And they called me, and I came right out and got him. Well, his back legs ended up, they had to be amputated. He was starting to get sores on them, and then he chewed his feet, and the toes were fusing together, and it was just in his best interest to we knew that this would happen, and he had to have his legs removed. He was fitted with a wheelchair, which he adapted to in about 3 seconds, and he took off, and he's been going ever since.
That's awesome.
Yes, he goes to adoption events. I take him to nursing homes, grade schools. Everybody just lights up when they see Scooter.
Aww. That's the coolest thing. It's a great story. It's just a great story. And how old is Scooter, Deborah?
I believe Scooter's about 3 now. He could be 4. I can't remember. Wiggles is another Chihuahua that was bred here locally, not related to Scooter, but he was born with no front legs. And the people that had him were going to euthanize him because he couldn't get up to his mother to nurse, and they didn't know what to do. They were not professional breeders by any means. And they contacted me to take him, and I got him when he was probably just a couple ounces old. He fit in the palm of my hand, and I had to feed him every couple hours with the insulin syringe. That's how little he was. And then we progressed from there. And I'll tell you this, I was there the second he opened his eyes. And it was the most heartwarming thing you could imagine. It was like, seeing his eyes open for the first time. It's my baby.
I'll tell you what, you just do some amazing things there in Ohio. So how did you, I'm just curious, get started with all of this?
Well, I was rescuing before we got our 501c3 and incorporated, and I had to formalize it. So I've been doing this for many years. We also have rescued horses. I have a rescued pig from Florida that was an abuse case, and rescued rabbits. And I don't accept cats, only feral cats. I take the wild ones that no one else will take. And that's basically what St. Francis Animal Sanctuary is. From time to time, I do get adoptable dogs that, there's nothing wrong with them. But for the most part, I take the ones that no one else will take. And if they have a couple months of a nice life and stuff, then that was worth it.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking. Wow, because I'm just looking at the pictures as we're talking here. And I mean, so many great stories, so many great dogs. And it looks like you've got quite a pack of dogs yourself. You got a picture there with three German shepherds.
Yes, the one of the German shepherds, the female, I can't remember. I think she's on my left. She had a breast cancer, and she passed away, but she lived a good life. And the German Shepherd that's in the front of the picture to my right on the ground, he had a digestive problem and bowel problem, kind of similar to like a irritable bowel syndrome. And we took him to Ohio State University. We took him everywhere, and no one could help us. So he lived on low-residue pills. He basically had diarrhea for the last 5 years of his life. And we just couldn't control it with meds. And, I mean, I took him to the best medical care he could possibly get, and he lived a good life. And three of those 4 German Shepherds are already passed away.
That's a great picture. I mean, it looks like a great moment in time there.
Yes, it was.
So now one of the things that we want folks to know is what your web address is so they can take a look at your dogs and your organization and perhaps donate. So where can they find you online?
The web address is www. And it has to be spelled out just like the name, St. Francis Animal Sanctuary. So it's S-A-I-N-T, stfrancisanimalsanctuary.org. If you do a Google search for St. Francis Animal Sanctuary in Vermilion or anything like that, there's about 150 hits that will come up with my sanctuary.
Oh, good. So they will find you. And we will put a link to you on our website as well.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Terry, what else?
Well, I'm still looking through the pictures here. I mean, Deborah, is there a particular dog or particular story you'd like to share with the listeners?
Well, I take dogs that are so unbelievably wonderful, and people bypass them in a shelter, not realizing how wonderful these dogs with special needs can be. A couple years ago, I was asked to take a chow, a black chow from New York. He was in a very, very bad section of New York in a dog pound. He was in the heart of pit bull fighting, and someone actually took a file and filed his teeth, all of them, flat to the gum line. And he had glaucoma so bad, his eyes were basically looked like they were bulging out of his head. I do have pictures on the website. So he was totally blind, and they were going to use him in pit bull fighting. But the pound workers fell in love with this dog, and they contacted me to take him, and I said yes. And this is the first time I used Operation Roger, and that's a group of semi-drivers that have formed their own website. I don't know if they have a website. They formed their own little organization, and they transport dogs, since they're driving anyway, from one end of the United States to the other. You just have to be at a pickup point. And Gus came to me in the middle of the night from New York. They got him out of there as quick as they could because he was going to, you know, be able to be adopted. And they were afraid the pit bull people would come back and try and get him. And I have since had his eyes removed because he was totally blind, and the pain of glaucoma is terrible. Medication would not have helped at this point because he was blind already from the disease. And when people come here, volunteers, to walk the dogs, and I give them Gus, and when they get back, I tell them, did you know this dog doesn't have any eyes? And they're shocked. Gus can, he sees with his ears, his senses. It's amazing. You wouldn't know this dog doesn't have any eyes.
Wow.
Wow. That's such a great story.
Really,
he's a wonderful dog.
And he's still with you?
Oh, yes. Yeah. We're not even going to adopt him out. I mean, he's our house dog.
Aww.
Nice.
What a lucky boy.
Yeah, that's a really good ending.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's a wonderful dog. And this was about 2 years ago now, I had a call from Florida to take a pit bull that someone actually cut off his back legs and threw him over the fence at a dog pound. And, yeah, and I took him, and we named him Stumpy because it was appropriate. He was such a good dog. He would play in the front yard. The local TV stations actually came out and did a story on Stumpy, and a lady in Cheyenne, Wyoming, saw it. It went over the, AP wire or whatever, and she contacted me to adopt him, and she said her husband was an orthopedic surgeon, and his father was a veterinarian, and they had a pit bull already, and they wanted Stumpy. So they were thoroughly checked out and stuff, and Stumpy actually went to the airport, the local limousine company in town, donated a Lamborghini limousine, and I have Stumpy's picture on the website in the back of the limousine, and it is so cute. He's just sitting there looking around like he's a movie star. And he went to the airport in a limousine, and he flew to Denver, Colorado, and she made the two-hour trip to pick him up there. And then a couple of months after that, Stumpy was fitted with bilateral, both back legs, artificial leg implants.
And, wow.
Yes, at the University of Colorado. And now Stumpy can run and play. He has two artificial legs.
That's awesome. Oh, my God.
You just did magic things. That is absolutely phenomenal.
Yep.
That's
why I put on the website, I said, I wish those people that did this to Stumpy could see him now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has a normal life and a fabulous life.
Yes, he does.
The one that we want for all of our dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a great adoption story. I love it.
I do, too. I mean, that's just phenomenal. I mean, Mm-hmm. What a lucky dog. I mean, he didn't start off good, but it sure as heck finished really nicely. So.
And if he couldn't find a home, he would have stayed here with me forever. I do not euthanize unless the dog is on their very extreme last breath of life. I mean, I won't let them suffer, but, you know, they stay here with us forever.
Well, you guys are animal angels. That's all I can say.
Thank you.
And thank you for doing what you do, and we'll try and spread the word as much as we can to get you some donations.
Thank you. We totally operate on donations. Our medical bills, because of the complex cases we take, are extremely high. And donations are very much appreciated and welcome. They are tax deductible.
Well, we'll see what we can do to help, huh, Terry?
Absolutely. We'll spread the word. Deborah, if you want to give your website address one more time. And
sure. It's www.saint. You have to spell it out. Saint, you know, sometimes people abbreviate ST. It's saintfrancisanimalsanctuary.org in Vermilion, Ohio.
All right. Well, Deborah, thank you so much for joining us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thank you
and
for
thank
having
you.
Me.
Yeah, and thank you so much for the work you do for the animals. You're a wonderful woman.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.